How was your life during the past year? I believe that the Lord God has guided us and given us grace in every possible way, through joyful events, through surprising events, and sometimes through sorrow and pain. The Lord showed us that He is with us and showed us that His works that are full of love and mercy. We desire to continue to worship the Lord this year, remembering His grace. As we worship the Lord with all our hearts, we will receive more abundant grace, and as we receive that grace, we will offer more and more abundant worship, and God will be more and more pleased with our worship. We hope that our relationship with God will deepen as we worship more and more, and that our walk will become more joyful and fun. We are taught that the Lord Himself desires above all else that we serve Him with all our hearts, and that it is our happiness to serve Him. The following are the words of Moses, the leader of the Israelites. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Moses spoke repeatedly, because the Israelites were people who had turned away from the Lord God and gone their own way. The Israelites were a people delivered from Egypt by the work of the Lord, and they had observed 10 plagues and had been led across the sea. And yet they forgot the Lord. It is just like us. We too have been led by the Lord's mighty hand, but we find ourselves forgetting to trust and serve the Lord and going our own selfish way. Therefore, the Lord repeatedly tells us that Israelites who are led to the Promised Land began to seek human kings like other nations, instead of trusting and following the Lord. What are we seeking now? The following are the words of Samuel, the prophet and teacher, when the Israelites were seeking a king of this world. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you. Samuel sought the Lord, but the people sought an earthly king. Samuel repeated, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him with all your heart and with all your sincerity." This is what the Israelites are told over and over again. We too need to hear these words. Only fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart and with all your soul. The Israelites failed to listen. They were told, "Look how great things the Lord has done for you." But instead of remembering the Lord's past works, they tried to rely on human power. In the end, a king was established, in Israel, but the people became corrupt, idolatry spread, and the kingdom was divided. Northern Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians, and the southern Judah experienced the Babylonian captivity. But the Lord was still with them, telling them over and over again, through prophets, to turn to Him and serve Him. So here is God's love and mercy. Let's go back to the book of Joel. Let's look at Joel chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. The word of the Lord was spoken through the prophet Joel. The Israelites were separated from the Lord and were therefore in the midst of calamity. In such a situation, the Lord God did not only chastise the people through calamities, but also spoke the word of the Lord, hoping that the people would turn to the Lord. The Lord was preparing blessings for the people. The time period in which Joel spoke the word of the Lord is not described in detail. The background, such as who the king of Judah was, is not recorded. Therefore, it is said that the message may have been spoken in a timeless way. We too need to listen to the prophecy of Joel. The prophet Joel spoke the words of the Lord in the midst of the terrible plague of locusts that struck the land of Israel. Now is the time to serve and love the Lord with all your heart and with all your life. He said, urging the Israelites to repent and turn to the Lord. Joel chapter 1 verse 4. What the locust worm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. People must have been amazed, wondering how this could happen, and they were suffering in the midst of that damage. Sometimes the Lord God tried to teach us important things through unexpected events that make us wonder why. In our daily lives, we sometimes encounter calamities. It may be an accident, an illness, or anything from small to big things that happen around us. It would be understandable if it was something that we could easily admit we were at fault for, but we find ourselves asking, why? Why did I have to go through this? We're all faced with such events that happen around us. We do not always understand the cause or the reason for everything that happens around us. But we can be sure that God knows. Therefore, we can pray to the Lord anyway and ask for His help in times of distress and hardship. And God wants us to ask Him for help in that way, and to pray and trust in Him. And God will help us. When we are faced with difficulties, all we can do is to just pray to the Lord and worship Him. Rather, it is precisely in such times that we must pray, and it is precisely in such time that we must draw near to the Lord and offer our worship before Him. For it is through our prayers, through our worship, we realize that the Lord is the one who gives us grace and blessings. When Joel spoke the words of the Lord, a great calamity had just struck the people of Judah. hordes of locusts were devouring the crops of all Israel. And the people asked, "Why are these swarms of locusts coming?" The people in the midst of unbelievable events that they had never seen before. Such unbelievable events happen in the world we live in. People were overwhelmed by the swarms of locusts. In Joel chapter 1, we read that wheat and barley could no longer be harvested, and all the vines, fig trees, and nut palms, apples, and all the trees withered. This was a catastrophe caused by a swarm of locusts. Reminds us of the eighth of the 10 plagues of the Exodus of the Israelites. Let me read Exodus chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. Exodus chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. They invaded all Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been such a plague of locusts, nor will there ever be again. They covered all the ground until it was black. They devoured all that was left after the hail, everything growing in the fields and the fruit on the trees. Nothing green remained on tree or plant in all the land of Egypt. A huge swarm of locusts covered the whole land of Egypt, devouring crops and trees. When the Lord led the children of Israel out of the midst of such an event, he said, "Egypt will know that I am the Lord." Now, the plague of locusts was brought upon the Israelites. Is God trying to teach the Israelites to know I am the Lord? Anyway, the word of the Lord was spoken through the prophet Joel. What is the Lord trying to teach us? How does the Lord help us and guide us? What does the Lord give to us who listen to and follow him? In the midst of unexpected events, it is the Lord's words that point out the path we should take. It is precisely at such times that we want to pray, ask the Lord for help, and listen to his word. The people who were attacked by the locust swarms must have lost the crops they needed to survive. And they must have fallen into a situation that would have caused them to despair. Not only that, they would have lost their offerings to the Lord, which is fatal for people who live and worship the Lord. The Lord God wanted to teach people how to live and the most important things. What is necessary for us? What should the people who lost everything to the locust swarm do? And to whom and what should they look for? The Lord God wanted to teach them. Now let's read Joel chapter 1, verse 9. Grain offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. There would be no more flour, olive oil, or wine to offer to the Lord. The priests were fulfilling their tasks as they were taught by the Lord what and how to offer. That was what it meant to serve the Lord as priests, but they could no longer do that. If it was the Lord himself who caused the plague of locusts, then it was the Lord himself who caused the priests to stop their work. The Lord God dared to break off the fellowship in the Lord's temple. And he tells us to take it in heart and grieve over it. Let's read Joel chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Put on sackcloth, you priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God. For the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. It seems that the Lord God is not only grieving the priests for the superficial loss of their work, but is also testing them to see if they are seeking with all their hearts to have a fellowship with the Lord God through their offerings. Whether or not people seek the Lord with all their hearts through offerings, the Lord is looking to see if the priests are truly seeking fellowship with the Lord God as representative of the people of Israel, not just as a token, ceremonial, superficial fellowship with God. And he tells not only the priests, but all of them to cry out to him from their hearts. When we ask the Lord for help, he sees our hearts. When Solomon built the temple to worship the Lord, he prayed in the following way. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 37 through 40. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 37 through 40. When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, or when an enemy besieges them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, being aware of the afflictions of their own hearts, and spreading out their hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Forgive and act, deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their hearts. For you alone know every human heart, so that they will fear you all the time they live in the land you gave your ancestors. The Lord God is the one who hears our heartfelt prayers. It is our hearts and our prayers that matter. We need to hear and fear His word. In the time of King Saul, God said through Samuel, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to head is better than the fat of rams. To heed is better than the fat of rams." Similar things were said through other prophets, and Jesus said things that are similar. Are we sincerely seeking fellowship with the Lord God? The prophet Joel spoke in Joel chapter 1, verse 16. Joel chapter 1, verse 16. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? joy and gladness from the house of our God. The Israelites' calamity was not just a matter of food deprivation. Of course, this was a matter of life, and they would have had to go through a great deal of sufferings. But more than that, the disaster for the people was the loss of joy and pleasure from the temple of God. Joel encouraged them to grieve not only for the lack of food, not only for the loss of the temple offerings, but also, above all, for the loss of the joy and pleasure of offering, the joy and pleasure of having fellowship with the Lord God. Therefore, we are to call upon the Lord. We are not to seek help and mourn for the shortcomings of this world, but to pray sincerely for the joys and pleasures of living with the Lord. Joel says that even the beasts of the field are seeking the Lord with longing. Can we seek the Lord? Do we seek the Lord our God? Now let's read Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. The Lord said, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and tears and mourning. The one who sees our hearts tells us to return to him, our hearts that are separated from the Lord God. He encourages us to seek him and change our hearts to seek him and the joy and the pleasures he gives us. I myself was led to turn to the Lord and change my heart through the disaster of the flood last year. Until then, I had been involved in the work of the Karashidane and Kira Kira service at Welfare Center Zion, but I realized that I had been going to the day service of Kira Kira service as a matter of course, and as a matter of habit, not working with my heart focused on the Lord. The loss of the building, the loss of a place to work, and the loss of a place of worship due to the flooding taught me something. I wondered if I had been seeking the Lord God with all my heart, and if I had been able to worship him through my work and fellowship with the people who used the service. While praying for the restoration of the building, I realized that there was something more than I needed to pray for. Not only that the building would be restored, but also that the Lord would be worshipped there, that I would be able to offer heartfelt worship in the presence of many staff members and visitors, that through my work at the welfare center, my work would become an offering to the Lord, and that I would be able to share the joy and fun that the Lord gives me. I was changed to pray that I could share the joy and pleasure with the Lord, the joy and pleasure that the Lord gives me with everyone. What am I working for? What am I living for? What am I seeking? What am I relying on? What am I looking at? I was made aware of my heart that had been separated from the Lord. So for me, last year was the 20th anniversary of Kira Kira service, where I experienced God's grace and mercy. Our Lord God leads us through everything, sometimes through calamities, to turn to Him and to live filled with His grace. When we turn to Him, He reminds us. When we pray, He hears our prayers. When we offer heartfelt worship, He pours out His grace upon us. If our hearts are separated from the Lord God, He will teach us the importance of offering worship to Him and the necessity of living by His grace. He teaches us that what we offer is also a blessing given to us by God. Therefore, we can trust in the Lord without fear. Now, let's read Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains because He is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. The Lord God, who brought the plague of locusts, said, "Do not be afraid, but enjoy and rejoice." He sends rains of blessings and restores crops and trees in abundance. Rain is also a symbol of the blessings that God gives us. The Lord God is the one who gives us blessings and grace. God's blessings and graces fill us with joy and pleasure. Just as the priests offered wheat, wine, and olive oil in the temple of the Lord, which were abundantly produced by the rain of blessings, we can receive many blessings from the Lord and offer them to the Lord, have fellowship with the Lord, and experience joy and enjoyment. The blessed rain that God sends us is not just for our abundant life, our comfortable life, or our pleasure, but to receive the blessings to offer to the Lord, to share the blessings with the Lord God. We are not to seek the rain of blessings for ourselves, but for God. Is the Lord God present in our daily lives? Where is God in our lives? Is He present in the worship we offer? Let's look at Joel chapter 2, verse 27. Joel chapter 2, verse 27. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. This is what the Lord said through the prophet Joel. I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other God. We want to welcome the Lord in our midst as well. Let us welcome him in the midst of our daily lives, in the midst of our work, in the midst of our families, in the midst of our service, in the midst of our fellowship, in the midst of the life we have been given. In this new year, even if we experience calamities, suffering, and sorrow, may we seek the Lord in such times. May we taste his mercy and grace. May we be filled with the joy and pleasure he gives us. And may we continue to offer worship to the Lord with all our hearts. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to offer this worship service to you, Lord. Thank you for giving us your word. We pray that we do not get ourselves separated from you and stay with you. And in our relationship with you, we will enjoy, have our joy with you, and let us have you in the midst of our lives. And please be in the midst of our church, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.